The following may be classified under the category of unintended consequences. According to Bloomberg, at least six states ranging from Maryland to Oregon are acquiring health insurance coverage for their prison inmates under the new health care law and its expansion of Medicaid. Medicaid is the federal and state health care program for the poor. This fledgling movement would shift at least some of the more than $6.5 billion in annual combined state costs for treating prisoners. For now, only a handful of people are impacted, but ultimately this practice could reach vast populations. According to the Federal Bureau of Justice Statistics, by the end of 2012, nearly 7 million people in the U.S. were on parole, probation, in prison, or locked up in jail. The 2010 Affordable Care Act opened Medicaid to anyone making less than 138% of the federal poverty level. In about 25 states that expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, programmatic eligibility extends to many people in prison. The expansion of Medicaid also enables a higher proportion of prisoners to acquire coverage when they are released. The Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction expects to save $18 million a year on hospitalization alone. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.